Welcome to a world seen through a new set of eyes. Unblinking and mysterious. Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed heart. Where secrets reveal themselves. Journeys lead to knowledge, and passion lights the way.
I want to welcome everybody to the first podcast for NTPRT. This is the North Texas Paranormal Research Team. You can access our website at ntprt.org. And I am going to be interviewing today one of the founders of our organization, Mark. And by the way, my name is Suzanne. How are you this evening, Mark?
Just fine.
He's a little nervous, so we'll cut him some slack.
Come on.
All right, Mark, give us a little bit of your background first.
All right. Well, as you already know, my name's Mark. I'm originally from England, although you probably noticed I have no accent anymore. Lived in Texas since 1983, so I consider Texas my home. And I guess I like to work on computers, phone systems, networks, websites, anything technology related I'm really into.
Mark and I work together at our workplace, so he is a very wonderful computer guy. What first sparked your interest in ghost investigations?
I guess I was in middle school when I had my first run-in, somewhere between 6th and 7th grade. One day I came home from playing with some friends and charged through the house heading towards my room and threw my door open and saw a mist over in the corner of the room in a human shape wearing overalls. Quickly faded, but ever since I've always wondered what it was, why it was there, and never really got any straight answers. So we designed NTPRT to hopefully get some answers, and that was just one of my many run-ins.
Now, you told me of one device that you and your brother made, that you made whenever you were younger.
Right. We made what you might consider a paranormal activity detector. Basically, it was a modified motion detector.
But how old were you?
Oh, I don't know, 13, 14, somewhere in there.
Yeah. And how did it work?
It worked very well. At 3 o'clock in the morning, it scared the you-know-what out of me, and it got turned off ever since.
We're going to try to get that back up for some of our investigations. He doesn't know it quite just yet. All right, so far, what's been the best investigation so far that NTPRT has been involved in?
I think the best one so far has been Mineral Wells. Although it wasn't officially a true hunt for us, it got us all together and out in the middle of nowhere. It really put the creepiness factor to the test, and some of the stuff we found has been, the best to date. Check it out on the website.
For some of you who don't know, Mineral Wells is a state park. You can go camping there. And there is a little spot off to the side that not too many people know of, and that's where we had our first dry run, if you would, our first practice run of our investigation team. All right, so have you seen any interesting pictures so far? Because we go out and we take pictures. What interesting pictures do you think are the most interesting to you?
I think the most interesting one we found so far is the one we snapped in Fort Richardson.
And how many more times can we say interesting?
I don't know.
Continue.
I know for a fact that the one in Fort Richardson was none of the crew members, and we caught it on a flash sequence from one of the cameras, but if you really study the picture, the hat, the shape of the body, the layout, none of it matches up. It was definitely something that we feel was not there with us at the time.
And that picture, I did actually, one of my students happened to see it, and before I could explain what it was, that's one thing they did point out. They said, look, it looks like he has one of those old-fashioned Civil War flat hats on, and they were able to point out the child that they were looked like they were holding a child. So it was pretty spooky that a kiddo was able to pick it out before I was able to explain to him and tell him what they saw. All right, so where would you like to see NTPRT in the future? Where would you like to see us go?
I'd like to gain us some popularity in the paranormal world. There's some excellent groups out there, and I'd like to get NTPRT up to those levels. Maybe even partner up with a few other local groups so that combined we can truly find answers.
All right. And what would your fantasy investigation be? Just a wonderful destination that you would just love to go to.
Well, being down in Texas, I'd like to visit the Northeast and maybe check out a lighthouse.
A lighthouse would be cool. All right, and something that we're going to do with each one of our interviews, because my hopes is to interview everybody on the team, and I'm going to have the top 10 little answers, just kind of a funny little quizzes that we can see where everybody answers. But Mark's already knocked out too, but he has a surprise coming to him. All right, what's your favorite color?
Oh, let's go with blue.
Okay, favorite vacation spot?
I'm going to have to go with Colorado and the Estes Park area.
All right, beach or mountain?
Mountains.
Roller coasters or merry-go-round?
I'm a chicken. Let's go merry-go-round.
Okay, most expensive toy that you have?
Well, there's two of them, and they're both about equal. The TV and the hot tub.
Your fantasy car?
The 2008 Pontiac
G8. Favorite band?
No comment.
Okay, not band, but singer?
No comment.
Oh, my goodness. He likes James Marsters.
No, he doesn't.
Best TV show?
I'm going to have to go with a great show that was on a couple of years ago, Titus Comedy Show on Fox. It's a shame they canceled it.
Yay, Titus. All right, your favorite actor or actress?
No comment.
Jessica Simpson, just for those of you who want to know.
Whatever.
And your best zoo animal? He can do a monkey really good.
No animal noises. We're all good. Nobody wants to hear that.
All right. I want to thank everybody for joining us. I hope you enjoyed us. Please leave comments for us. Let us know how we're doing, and look forward to other crew members coming your way and other discussion topics. Bye.
Bye.